For many of us, prison never touches our lives, but it does affect thousands of African-American families in Wisconsin. The state leads the nation when it comes to incarcerating black men. We continue our Project Milwaukee series by delving into the impacts of people closest to the men. We confirmed our appointment days in advance, but the night before the interview, this message popped up on my voicemail.
Hi, Susan. Look, I'm going to cancel that thing for tomorrow. My son don't want me to do it, and it's just too much going on right now. So I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do it.
I missed the call and appeared as scheduled at her doorstep, but the mom's feelings of unease did not abate. She did tell me that she had stopped putting up a Christmas tree and going through the motions of creating a festive holiday atmosphere. When a child is gone, for whatever reason, she says, the void is wrenching. Velma Toombs agreed to record her story. She's 58 years old and resides in an assisted living center because of disabilities. Toombs learned her son would be released that same day, the end of a 27-month sentence. She said it's difficult to share the fact that her 35-year-old son has been in and out of prison for 15 years.
Because I didn't raise him that way. He chose to take another way. James is very smart. He was out getting A's in school. And for him to turn the way he did, it really disappointed me. But I took it, and I made the best of it.
How were you able to make the best of it?
I kept trying to encourage him to see the best out of life. I prayed a lot.
Over the times that he has been, that he was incarcerated, did you visit or did you write? Or how did you cope with, like you said, making the best of trying to be supportive?
I wrote to him and I conversated with him on the phone. I kept paying my phone bill of where he could call.
What do you think gave you the most strength through the years?
God. And then a little help. I went to a meeting where mothers that have children that was on drugs. And it helped me to learn what to do and what not to do.
What did you learn to do and not do?
For one thing, not to put them down. Don't say you'll never be nothing, or why can't you be like this or that, saying you are somebody and you can do this. You have to fight.
Did you reach a low point?
Yes, I did. When he did what he did, he came home and he demanded money from me. And after I didn't give it to him, he tried to turn violent. That really got to me because I was wondering, what in the world can make a child turn against his parent?
How'd you pull out of that low moment?
Well, I had called the police. They had suggested I go down there and get a restraining order. I went and did that. But then in the rain and the cold, he didn't have a coat on, and he was at the door knocking, and I could not let him in. So I learned how to study talk to them, study tell them what's right and what's wrong. No matter how much they didn't want to hear it, I constantly said it. And then that was comforting myself.
Saying what you felt had to be said.
Yes.
So did you have more than one moment when it teetered on the violent?
Yes.
What do you hope for him?
To get a job, get married, have children, a meaningful job.
You think that can happen?
Yes. Oh, yes. I never give up on my children. I think they can be the best they can be in this world. They can be whoever they want to be in this world. That's because they had a minor back set. But I still say it's people out there still willing to help and give you a chance.
Today in your life, what gives you joy? What gives you satisfaction?
Knowing that God spared me, even though I can't function as well, but he still yet let me live to see another day. As I say, give some more advice to my kids. 'Cause there's going to come a day they won't hear my voice. There's going to come a time they're going to wish I was here. But I want to tell them now, while I'm here now. that it's a better way.
A portable cot stands in the corner of Toombs' apartment. Her son will stay with her until he's settled. Velma Toombs was about to cook up chicken, her son's favorite, for dinner. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.